News. I'm Dave Packer. Sirens blaring across Israel again. Israeli authorities warning of another attack coming from Iran. Intercepts already being heard in the sky. The back and forth attack began with Israel's massive strike on Iran's military command and nuclear sites. The UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi says the Natanz nuclear enrichment plant was targeted.
The loss of power to the cascade may have damaged the centrifuges there.
As ICE arrests backed up by National Guard continue in Los Angeles, along with the protests against them, the Trump administration this week providing deportation officials with personal data and immigration status on millions of Medicaid enrollees. Coast to coast, police gearing up for 1,800 so-called No Kings protests against the president this weekend, a response to his military parade. The Oklahoma City Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 111-104 in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. This is ABC News. An Army soldier died in a training incident at Fort Campbell, Kentucky on Wednesday. A spokesman says the training incident was unrelated to the Army parade. Measles cases continue to climb across the country.
Measles cases in the U.S. now nearing the 1,200 mark. The CDC says they stretch across 34 states. The CDC says there were 29 new cases from last week's update. This year's numbers nearing a 30-year record level. 95% of the cases this year nationally have been unvaccinated or have unknown vaccination status. The CDC confirming 3 measles deaths so far this year, 2 children and 1 adult. Health officials say all were unvaccinated. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For the first time ever, parts of Alaska will be under a heat advisory. It's not the first instance of unusually high temperatures in the traditionally cold state, but the National Weather Service only recently allowed for heat advisories to be issued for Alaska. High in Fairbanks Sunday, expected to be 85. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The news this hour is sponsored by Prem Meats, upscale retail meat market with 2 locations to serve you better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine and beer company, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service and support. From field to finish, they got you covered.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather remains quiet here in southern Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the northwest part of the state seeing more rain at this time. That's the same area that picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain yesterday. That band of showers will slowly move to the east-southeast today, probably still staying just to our north. Overall, we should have a fairly quiet day with a little bit of sunshine poking out. Temperatures relatively seasonal. Now, tomorrow we'll have a better chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms as a disturbance slides through. A few of those could have locally heavy rain, but again, fairly scattered in nature. Behind that, we're looking at a period of rather warm and humid conditions in the early to mid part of the work week, as warm air comes surging in from the southwest, could push the temperature 5 to 7 degrees above normal. However, very unsettled with several disturbances sliding in from the northern plains interacting with that humid air. We could have some pockets of showers and storms with heavy rainfall, maybe some severe weather. Be sure to check in for frequent updates throughout the early part of the week. Here's that forecast for today. A mix of clouds and sun, high temperature in the mid-70s, east wind between 5 and 10. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of a couple of showers, low at 59. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high around 77. The wind southeast between 5 and 10. Sunday night, a few showers or storms possible, mild and muggy, low at 62. For Monday, partly sunny, quite warm and humid. Isolated thunderstorms are possible, and they could get more widespread late Monday night. Your high temperature, 85 on Monday. Tuesday, warm and humid. High temperature, about 86. Scattered showers and storms possible at times. Rain and storms on Wednesday, high 80. Thursday showers ending early, high in the upper 70s. And right now, Friday's high, about 83, chance of a shower. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently, it is a partly cloudy 50 degrees, up from a morning low of 49. Yesterday, we had a high of 77 and no precipitation. A record high on this day, 96, was set in 1970, a record low, 38, in 1958. Last year on this date, our high was 81, our low 55. Sunset today at 8:43, sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. No precipitation. The barometer is holding steady at the moment at 30.15. Again, we're at 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
For WRCO Sports, I am Bo Henricks with this sports update, letting you know some sports scores from the past day. In WIAA State Softball Division I semifinal play on Friday, it was in Kenosha Bradford getting the win over DC Everest 1-0. In Division III semifinal play, Fall Creek took down Valders 6-4, while Poinette scored a 6-0 win over Laconia. Also, the Milwaukee Brewers scored a win, making it two in a row against the St. Louis Cardinals, as they got the win yesterday by a score of 3-2. The two teams will go head-to-head again today with a 3:10 first pitch time on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Some other sports scores from around the league. We can let you know that in National League play, it was Pittsburgh over the Chicago Cubs, edging them out 2-1. Atlanta 12, Colorado 4. Miami defeated Washington in a high-scoring game 11-9. It was Arizona getting the victory over San Diego 5-1 and San Francisco 6, the LA Dodgers 2. In American League action, Baltimore held the LA Angels scoreless in a win 2-0. Boston topped the New York Yankees 2-1. It was the Athletics 6, Kansas City 4. Texas defeated the Chicago White Sox 3-1. And Houston scored a 10-3 win over Minnesota. Seattle got the victory over Cleveland 7-2. Over in Interleague, it was Philadelphia 8, Toronto 0. Detroit defeated Cincinnati 11-5. And Tampa Bay got the 7-5 win over the New York Mets. And in the NBA, it was Oklahoma City 111, Indiana 104. That's a quick look at your sports scores. For WRCO, I'm Bo Henricks, and here is John Morgan.
We were young, we were wild. It was fun on the run for a while, but you grew up, girl, and I should've. I wouldn't be kicking myself if I would've gotten out of the bars, out of the scene. Gave you my heart and everything in between, just like you deserve. Sorry I couldn't give. You were ringing a house with a dog and a couple of kids, but I was just a kid myself. I was just a kid myself. Yeah. No better than to wish you well. Baby, if you never
bet that you and me, young love, I ain't what a word was. I was just a kid myself, I was just a kid myself. Didn't know better than to wish you well, baby, if you never could tell. I ain't proud of how it all went down. If I could, I'd take it all back now.
This is my
Priscilla Block, My Bar, here on WRCO. There will be free ice cream cones available in the parking lot of Park Street Christian Church today after the rodeo parade, if you are interested. Also, Neighborhood Housing Services is hosting an ice cream social today from noon to 4 on the porch of the Park Hotel. The event is free. And the Buena Vista Lions Club getting ready, as they will be having a car cruise Sunday, the 14th and 28th from 1 to 4, Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Concessions will be available for purchase. Here's Tim McGraw, as we're 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you, by the way. I'm Bo Henricks, and yes, I am Bo, not Adam Hess. I am in for Adam today. It's only one day apart from when I'm usually here. I'm usually here Sunday morning, so just a day earlier. It's the same on-air shift, right? There's nothing different. Probably there is, I suppose, when you think about Prime Mover coming up at 8:30. Looking forward to taking your calls then. And thanks for coming along as we hear from Tim McGraw.
I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Years later, on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh! And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in Roy.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops. Roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn, where the magnolias bloom.
Stay calm.
farm to the Boone and Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Where the magnolias bloom, there's a laugh on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying. From the barn in the cup till the day that I'm dust, I'ma stay country or die trying.
Some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can't. So take that phone call from your mom, just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can.
WRCO's Morning News 6:30 today is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henriksen for Adam Hess. Today, we'll see a wave of anti-Trump rallies across Wisconsin and the nation. No King's events opposing the Trump administration's agenda are scheduled for communities large and small from Milwaukee, Madison, Sheboygan, and La Crosse to Eagle River, Ripon, and Hayward. Nearly 2,000 nationwide protests will coincide with Flag Day and Trump's Army 250th anniversary parade in Washington, D.C., although a No King's event is not scheduled there. The No King website states the events adhere to a shared commitment to nonviolent protest and community safety, and that organizers are trained in de-escalation and are working closely with local partners to ensure peaceful and powerful actions nationwide. Also, a Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchists from Endangering Cities or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor. Russ County District Attorney responds to claims his county is a sanctuary for illegal immigration. Confidential emails between county district attorneys were leaked to conservative media last week. In those emails, Polk County District Attorney Jeffrey Kemp expressed concerns over immigration and customs enforcement agents detaining people, even citizens, and denying them constitutional due process. Russ County District Attorney John Jack Cabranes agreed and said his office would not support ICE using those tactics. Dan O'Donnell, a Milwaukee conservative talk radio host, characterized this as the two district attorneys creating sanctuary counties. Cabranes, in a statement this week, clarified he takes issue with what he considers abusive tactics and violating rights to due process. He said crimes in his county will be prosecuted according to law. Cabranes said Russ County is not and will not be a sanctuary county. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continues today and tomorrow in Richland Center. The June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade steps off at 10:30. The route of the parade is the same as last year. Kenda Deaver is the secretary of Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
From down by the Kraska Park, and they go down Central Street and then go back up through town, and then they go back up Church Street.
The rodeo is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Day two of performances will be held tonight with special introductions at 7 and performances starting at 7:30. Tomorrow morning, Cowboy Church will be held. And Dean Reinhardt is the treasurer of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have a Cowboy Church service. It's in the Connection Building or the H Building, whatever you want to call it, right near the office. Monty Berger is there. He's done it for years, and he'll do a good job. But it's at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
Also, tomorrow, the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend tonight's grandstand performances will be $8 for adults, $7 for senior citizens and students, $4 for children aged 6 to 12, and free for children 6 and under. Cost for tomorrow's finals is $9 for adults, $8 for senior citizens and students, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. All are welcome to attend the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Civic Media Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday.
The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released its 2024 economic impact data showing Vernon County tourism generated a record $77 million, which contributed to Wisconsin tourism's third consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide, all-time high visitation drove Wisconsin's tourism, record-breaking $25.8 billion in total economic impact last year. A boost in visitation, strong economic contributions from communities across Wisconsin, including Vernon County, and strategic investments in tourism promotion all helped drive the state's historic tourism year. Larkin Breckel, Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator, said, "It's been exciting to see a record-breaking year in Vernon County and in the state of Wisconsin." She added, "Vernon County offers experiences that draw visitors from near and far. The $77 million tourism impact reflects real support for local entrepreneurs, jobs, and community vitality. Vernon County tourism supported 523 jobs and generated $4.7 million in state and local tax revenue. At the state level, tourism generated $1.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. Without this revenue, each Wisconsin household would pay an additional $678 to maintain the current level of government services. Visit VernonCountyWI.gov to learn more about the things to explore in Vernon County. Headed to the water this weekend to do some fishing, Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has some advice for you.
Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms in Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain your boat. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Thank you, Brittany. The deadline to apply for funding from Richland County United Givers is fast approaching. Nonprofits who provide services to the greater Richland area are encouraged to apply for grants. Applications are based on the mission of United Givers to raise funds for nonprofit organizations serving the needs of the residents of greater Richland County area. Applications can be found on the Richland County United Givers website at rcunitedgivers.org. The board may deny applications that do not meet human needs. If your organization is approved for a grant, it will be listed on the website and in the annual brochure, which is distributed across the community and surrounding area.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Your forecast for tonight, or for today, excuse me, is calling for a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10. Tonight, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies and a 30% chance for a few showers. Lows near 60, southeast winds around 5. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs of 77. And on Monday, look for partly sunny skies, isolated thunderstorms possible. Could be more widespread at night, highs of 85. Right now, it is a clear 52 degrees, mostly clear. The barometer is at 30.16 and no precipitation. Winds are light out of the southwest as we're at 52 degrees. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks, in for Adam Hess. There was Friday night Home Talent League baseball action last night featuring Cazenovia hosting Reedsburg. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Reedsburg Pirates picked up a 5-4, 9-inning win over the Cazenovia Reds in Home Talent Night League baseball. The Night League of the Home Talent only plays 7 innings, but this game was tied at 4 and went 2 extra innings, and the score wound up to be 5-4 as the Pirates scored a run at the top of the ninth and shut out Kaz in 3 straight bats in the bottom of the ninth to get the victory. Now, the Cazenovia Reds gave it a good go. They scored a run in the second inning and a total of 2 in the fourth and 1 in the sixth, but could not score after that. Reedsburg scored a run in the first inning, 3 in the fourth, and then did not score again until the ninth inning. Great effort for Cazenovia's Garrett Jennings as he goes pitches into the eighth inning. And struck out 7, gave up 6 hits. Coming out in relief was Houston Boland. Boland wound up suffering the loss, struck out 2, and walked a total of 2 in his 1 1/3 innings of relief. The win goes to Jake Wegner, who came on in relief of Lincoln Smith. Smith went a total of 4 innings. Wegner came on and pitched the rest of the game from the 5th inning on and struck out 7 and gave up just a couple of Cazenovia hits during that time frame. The win by Reedsburg avenged a loss to Cazenovia. They suffered a couple of weeks ago, 6-5, and this was a good ball game as well. 5-4, the final. The two teams will turn around and play again Saturday night at 6 o'clock in the weekend game, the Sunday League, which will be played Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and that is a 9-inning scheduled game. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Reedsburg, 11 left on, 4 runs, 3 hits, total of 3 errors and 8 left on for the Cazenovia Reds. Once again, the final in 9 innings, the Reedsburg Pirates get the win against the Cazenovia Reds. 5-4 in Home Talent Baseball. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. In state WIAA softball action yesterday in Division 1, it was in semifinal play, Kenosha Bradford edging out DC Everest 1-0. In Division 3 semifinal play, the first game saw Fall Creek defeat Valders 6-4, while Poinette took down Laconia 6-0. The St. Louis Cardinals are looking to stop their 6-game skid with a victory over the Brewers. Milwaukee has a 38-33 record overall and a 22-14 record at home. The Brewers have gone 27-5 in games where they score at least 5 runs. St. Louis has a 36-34 record overall and a 14-20 record on the road. The Cardinals are 10th in the National League with 63 total home runs, averaging .9 per game. Today's game is the 6th time these two teams match up this season. The Brewers have a 3-2 advantage in the season series. And the Brewers have now jumped into second place in the National League Central, 4.5 games behind Chicago. The two teams will go head-to-head once more with a 3:10 first pitch time today, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Otherwise, in other sports action, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder rallying from a 10-point second half deficit to beat the Indiana Pacers 111-104 to tie up the series in the finals, which has become pretty exciting. Also in National League action, speaking of the Chicago Cubs, they were in action against Pittsburgh. They fell 2-1. Atlanta defeated Colorado 12-4. It was Miami 11, Washington 9. Arizona took down San Diego 5-1, and San Francisco scored a 6-2 win over the Dodgers. Over in the American League, it was Baltimore holding the LA Angels scoreless 2-0. Boston topped the New York Yankees 2-1. The Athletics defeated Kansas City 6-4. It was Texas 3, Chicago White Sox 1. Houston defeated Minnesota 10-3, and Seattle scored a 7-2 win over Cleveland. And in interleague action, Philadelphia held Toronto scoreless 8-0. Detroit defeated Cincinnati 11-5. It was Tampa Bay 7, New York Mets 5. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
100.9 WRCO. She's tried on 25 dresses that all look the same. Normally I would be going insane, but holding her purse and shopping all day, well, that's better with a buzz. Be it a bottle of wine or a flask full of whiskey, if I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time with me. Hiding my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. Some days it's honeydew this and honeydew that. That honeydew list is sure adding up fast. But raking leaves and cutting grass, you know, that's better with a buzz. If I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time with me. I'm not a kid in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. Been saving that date for 6 months now. I heard someone crack a cold one when they started the vows. Guess my cousin's second wedding in my hometown. That's better with a buzz. Yank full of wine or a glass full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time. Something. less with the in-laws, it's better with a buzz. Doing all that laundry is better with a buzz. Most things are better with a buzz.
Again, Ryan Brashear, Better With A Buzz here on WRCO as we are about 8 minutes now out from 7 o'clock on a busy Saturday morning. And just been talking about all the events going on, especially since it's rodeo weekend here in Richland Center. A quick reminder that Viola United Methodist Church, they are hosting a grilled hamburger and strawberry shortcake supper. It'll be from 5 to 7. The cost, $13 for those 11 and up, $10 for ages 6 to 10, and free for those 5 and under. There's also a family price of $35. For all carryouts, you can call 627-1910.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmers Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast.
Down the road.
Roadie, Reso's, Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for. Cause I'm looking for someone.
Can't pay. Then you try to leave for work and your car's been hauled away. What you needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. A friend of mine was working hard, saving all his pay. Jesse James, IRS, stole most of it away. Then he got chased by a street gang and he finally found a phone. He called up the police and they put him on hold. What he needed was a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move your feet and makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song. Savage beast, and I believe it's true. Man's had it down through history. When he's had the blues, he'd find a drum to beat on and a horn that he could blow. You know it worked for the children of Israel at the walls of Jericho. They brought the house down with a real good, feel good song. One that makes you feel alright when everything goes wrong. One that makes you move.
The 7 o'clock news brief sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food, too. And by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been